Okay, so Parshas Kisovei. So on the mitzvah of Biur Meinser, on the Viduya Meinser, Veomarta says, Veomarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Biarti HaKodesh min Habayis, Vegam Nesativ LaLevi, LaGer, VaLayosa, VaLalmona, Kechol Mitzvos, Kasher Tzivisoni, Lo Avarti Mi Mitzvah Yisecha, VeLo Shachachti. So here he goes and describes whatever he did. So, Lovarti mitzvah secha, Rashi says, and he paraphrases and he quotes the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, lo ifrashti mimin al sheino minoi, meaning I did not transgress, I did not change your mitzvah, which means that I did not give the Maaseh from one species or one type of food to another type. U'minachodash al yosha, meaning I kept the mitzvahs as they are supposed to be, which makes sense. V'lo shachachti, so Rashi says, milevarechach al afroshas meisers. I did not forget to make a brocha on afroshas meisers. Now, the problem is, v'lo shachachti, that I didn't forget to make a brocha, is much from Rashi, that afroshas trumas meisers requires a brocha midoraisa. That's the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni. And the problem is, because we know that the brocha is only the Rabbanan, and after Zvov, the word after Zvov says, that a cheresh sheinu shomea veinu medaber, he could give truma, but only the katchila should not give truma because he cannot make a brocha. And the Gemara says that befirush on the frosh truma, that brocha is only the rabbanan, and because brocha is the rabbanan, therefore is not me'akev. So you see, the brocha is only the rabbanan. Afuch, the Gemara says that brocha is the rabbanan, and that's why it's not me'akev. There's a sita sato yisrosh hold if brochas birkas amitzis would be the raisa. And that's the indeed Shita Seyroshami, the Brikas Vitzud Rais, would be Me'akev. But the Gemara says Beferush is not. So how can Rashi say, V'lo Avarti V'lo Tzuzecha V'lo Shachachti, that that's what you call, that that's in the Brocha? So on that, there is a Rom. The Rom says, you're right. Nusach HaBrocha is not the Rais. Musach HaBrocha is the Rabbonan. But the concept of Brocha, that a person has to think that he did Meisers, that brocha indeed is the raisa. So in that, you don't need a brocha with the raisa. The nusach brocha is only the rabbanon, brocha is ameakev, but to thank for the brocha is the raisa. Now, asks Reb Kveger, 1 second, if the concept of a brocha is the raisa, is not the nusach brocha, the nusach brocha, but still again, how can a cheresh make a brocha? Because the Gemara says the only reason ameakev is because it's brocha zerabonan. At least there is a brocha deraisa. The brocha doesn't have to be birkas hamitzvah, it's asher kidshar mitzvah b'tzion, but he has to say and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvah. So you see that the thanking is deraisa. So in a cheresh cannot do that. So Ebazoi, why, according to Rashi, how are you answering anything? Now, so Reb Kveger says something very geschmack, because Rashi says the brocha is zerabonan. Rashi says, the brocha that you have to make it, oivel asiosom, the brocha that you have to make immediately before the mitzvah. So everybody asks, who cares? The brocha is the rabbon. Who cares when the brocha has to be made? So Reb Kveger says, that's the idea. The idea that if a brocha will be the raisa, will be me'akev on the mitzvah, and the mitzvah will be dependent on the brocha, that's only if the brocha has to be made immediately before. Because why should a brocha be me'akev? Like Tosfos Rosh holds, the brocha is the raisa, is me'akev. Because the brocha, what it does, it designates the mitzvah. You do a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's a ma'aseh be'alma. To designate the mitzvah as a ma'aseh mitzvah, how do you do that? With a brocha. So a brocha is a form of designation. If the form of designation is the raisa, so you see that if you didn't designate it, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. But that's only if the brocha has to be made before. If the brocha could be made afterwards, so the brocha is not to designate, it's a form of thanking. It's some kind of a brocha, like a birkas hashvach. So then, to not be me'akev a mitzvah, even if that would be the raisa. So says Reb Kveger, that's what Rashi says. The brocha to do the mitzvah before the brocha oiver lasiosim is the rabbonan, and that's why it's not me'akev. Had it been the raisa oiver lasiosim, it would be me'akev. So Mimela, the brocha that Rashi is talking about it here, is not a brocha velasiosan. The brocha is that you have to think levorechecha on trumas umaisers. They're not all the halachas of velasiosan in the text of the brocha. That's the rabbanan. That's not me'akev. The brocha is that you could be made even afterwards. So if because the brocha could be made afterwards, so comes out that the brocha is not a form of designation. It's a birkas hashmach. So it comes out that even though it's a brocha deraisa, but that not be me'akev. Because it's not a form of designation. In other words, the Pshat Kveger is not a birkas hamitzvahs, it's a birkas hashvach. since the Birkas HaShvach is not Me'akev, and therefore, even though it's the rice according to Rashi to make a brocha, but since the brocha doesn't have a text which is established and doesn't have a time to be established, it's not Me'akev the mitzvah. That's Pshat the word of this Vav. This is what Vega says. According to that, by the way, you could answer another kasha. We know the Birkas HaTorah is the rice. The Gemara learns Kishem Hashem Ekra, have a good look here. The Gemara after the second parak brocha, so the Birkas HaTorah is the Raisa. If Birkas HaTorah is the Raisa, and according to Tosfos Rosh, if the Birkas HaMitzvah is the Raisa, it's Me'akev the Mitzvah. So it comes out that if you learn without a brocha, you're not Yoritza the Mitzvah. First of all, then why is it also to learn without a brocha? Because if you don't make a brocha, it's not learning. So there is a circular logic. So it should not be also to learn without a brocha, because without a brocha, you're not Me'akev the Mitzvah. But the word is very simple, because Birkas HaTorah, the Brisker, the Bedovitz Soloveitchik says, because Birkas HaTorah is also not Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaTorah is a brocha like a shvach, it's a Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, because it's Birkas HaTorah, it could be made before, it could be made afterwards, and it's not Me'akev. That's the idea. So that is Shitas, I would say. So it comes out, and the question is, why Trumos HaMitzvahs requires the Birkas HaShvach? Now, the Tzlach says in brocha is very interesting, because the Gemara in Daf Memumud base in brochas, the Gemara has a shaila. What machloek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? If a brocha requires only Shem Shamayim, or if the brocha requires Shem and Malchus, Melech Ha'olam. So the Gemara brings down the Gemara quotes machloek is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan that holds that every brocha needs Malchus from a brisa, and the brisa says the Tanya. What's the lashon of brisa? The brisa is the Tanya, lo avarti mi mitzvah isecha ve lo shachachti, lo avarti mi levorechcha ve lo shachachti mi laskir shimcha lof. And Rashi says, what's mi levorechcha? Asher kidshon bitzvah isecha ve tzivon, nafrish tumot meiser. So he's mashma first on the Pasuk, the Rashi learns, nafrish tumot meiser. So he's mashma not like the Rom, he's mashma that the brocha is the raisa. And that's why the Gemara asks, one second, he says only Shem doesn't need Malchus. So in a second, you see that the brocha is Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a needed text of the brocha, so what's the pshat in the Rom? So the Tzlach says like this, you cannot say that the posuk is a smachta be'alma, and maybe it's all in the Rabbanan, because all the halachos of the posuk are the raisa. Lo shachachtu lavarti b'mitzvah isecha min arshino min oichod asher leyosher, that's the raisa. So lo shachachti b'levorechecha has to be the raisa. And don't tell me that it's only a smachta, because then what is the drosha mid'raisa? The posuk is extra. Elakochach is the raisa. So what's a pshat? We know the text of the Gemara and Mishnah is only the rabbon of the brocha on the brocha of Trumos HaMeister and Davtes Vov. So says the Tzvalach, a beautiful word. Why does he bring a braisa here? It says, Detanya lo shavarti b'mitzvah isecha ve lo shachachti. Why doesn't the Gemara quote the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni? That says the Pharaohs, this idea of lo shachachti b'levarechach is a Mishnah. He says, because if you look very careful, the Gemara here is not like the Mishnah, because the Gemara learns from the Mishnah says, lo avarti mi mitzvah isecha, relates to min al-shenu min o'idnu chodash le'yoshon, ve'lo shachachti is me'levarechecho. The Gemara quotes a braisa that says differently, lo avarti mi mitzvah isecha, says the braisa, lo avarti mi mitzvah isecha, lo avarti me'levarechecho. We learned the brocha from the pasuk lo avarti, v'lo shachachti means milahaskir shim cholov. So the pshat is, says the tzlach, the braisa is talking about the asmachta, because you see, the you learn from a levarechecho brocha. So mid the raisa is birkas hashvach, and that's the mishnah. But the gemara wanted to bring the braisa on the asmachta, because on the asmachta we're talking that Chazal used this as an asmachta to use this into a brocha with a text which is birkas hamitzvahs, and that's why he uses lo shachach lo avarti mi mitzvah isecha means not I mean shenuin lo avarti mitzvah isecha means milivorechecho. And then the Gemara learns if it's Shem or Malchus or not. That's why Rashi says here we talk about the text of the Brocha. The Rashi is saying because this Braisa is not the Din Deraisa. Because if it's a Din Deraisa, number one, why don't you bring the Mishnah? And not only that, we dash on the Pasuk v'lo avarti b'mitzvah isecha legabi Brocha. And that's for sure not legabi Brocha. El al korchach, this braisa is using the posuk as an asmachta for the text of the brocha. And on that, the Gemara asks, he says, that lo shachachti milaskir shimcholov. And the Gemara is asking, so where is the malchus? Shimcha is missing malchus. So what comes out that the din deraisa is a din of birkas hashvach. Question is why? Why does Truma Maisa require birkas hashvach? Now the Maral says a little different. That would answer Kveger. That is not talking like the Rom that you need the birkas hashvach to be spoken, to be uttered. Says the Maral. Shalosh shachachti mireshabech achalatzor. I did not forget to thank you. What does it mean? How does the thanking? Not that you have to express and to say, but shenasati amaiser the shem hakudosh bochu. That when I did, do you know how you thank? That you gave the meiser leshem Hashem. Not like all the mitzvah sheitzuchas kavana. This has to be leshem Hashem. Venatati otam be'ahava. I give be'ahava shibachti olam hakudosh bochu, and I was meshabech. So Kumit, according to him, and he says, Zia Pirush lo shachachti milevarechacho, she'in lefarish brocha alpeh, not a spoken brocha. That's only the Rabbanan. So the Pshat is, according to him, is the Pshat is that you have to have a feeling of thanks. You have to feeling of recognition. Here you have to do it with a full heart. That you have to know that lo shachachti means that I did not forget. What do you mean did not forget? You did not forget to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, and to appreciate the mitzvah, and to do it be'ahava l'shem shamayim. So here would answer, because in Achinami, the Guru Cheresh cannot speak, cannot express, but to have a feeling of simcha, he could have. That's why the Gemara never says by cotton. Acheresh cannot express it, but maybe not like the Rome, the whole expression is the Rabbanan. But be as it may, you have a shaila here that either the birkas hashvach is the raisa, or not the kasa brach, but the feeling of recognition is the raisa. And the question is, why? Why is that in the raisa? The second issue is the Maimar Chochma. Maimar Chochma says like this. We ask Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechaim twice in this course. We say, Zochreinu Lechaim mel chofetz b'chaim v'chosveinu b'sefer achaim. So here says Chaim. However, by Moedim, we say, Uchsoiv Lechaim toivim kol b'dei v'secha. One is qualified toivim, the other one is Zochreinu Lechaim. So says the Ramchal, the first one is Zochreinu Lechaim, Kosveinu B'Sefer Achaim. What means Kosveinu B'Sefer Achaim? Is not what's going to happen to you, but they are, this day you are labeled as a Rosha, or as a Beno Olam Haba, as a Rosha, or as a Rosha, I'm sorry, or as a Beno Olam Haba, which is a Tzaddik. So Zochreinu Lechaim means we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be brought together with the Tzaddikim. And makes sense of the Keshet of Ovis, because Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they came to Megala Kvod Shamayim. So we want to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu that maybe from the past we are not zoich to be a tzaddik, but we want to be Megala Shem Shamayim. That's what Chosveinu B'Sefer Achaim, that we should be called, is a noun. Who are we going to be? We want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to let us be a tzaddik. Uchsoiv L'chaim Toiv, even if you're a tzaddik now. But some tzaddikim have a good life, some tzaddikim have a bad life. So we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu that the life should be good. Uchsoiv L'chaim Toivim kol b'nei v'resecho. That's what it says. So the Chaim Toivim is that the life should be a pleasant and good life. Now the question is, Bishloman Zochreinu L'chaim has a kesher to the brocha. Why? Because of the Ovis, with they are Merkovot of the Shechina, they were tzaddikim to be Begalik v'shamayim. So it makes sense that we want to be like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Leman Melech Chofetz B'chaim v'chosvein b'sefer achaim leman cho loikim chaim. We want to be leman cho. We want to be Megalik v'shamayim. That makes sense. But L'chaim Toivim, what does it have to do with Moedim? Just the opposite. We know that we cannot be Mevakes B'koshes in the first brochas on the last brochas. So Bismo Zochreinu L'chaim is not brocha. It's not asking. We sing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to be Megalik v'shamayim for you. But asking, Uchsev L'chaim Toivim, first of all, what's the kesher to Moedim? Number one. And number two, most important, how can you ask Bechlal something there at that point? And the third question is the Gemara by the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Brochas. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Brochas talks about what's the mekor of the brocha, what's the source of the brocha of Birkas Anehenin. What is the Birkas Anehenin, the source of Birkas Anehenin? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara brings the brisa. When I'm in the middle of the town of Rabbanon, Koidesh Hilulim Lashem, Melamed Sheteunim Brocha Lifneim Lachreim. It's Koidesh Hilulim Lashem. That the person allowed to make, I think, Kodesh Hilul Hashem is Kodesh until you make a halal, until you make a brocha before and after. The Gemara also gives, say, one second,
how can you say, how can you learn from here? First of all, Koide Shilurim, he's not talking about Barocha, we're talking about the Chilur Ma'is and Netar Avai. And even if you could learn from here, how can you learn to everything else? Meaning that's only Netar Avai, which is Shiva Saminim, and that's the what you call Dafka by Geffen. The Gemara has a whole shayla of God's Oila Gabe Mizbeach, so you can't learn from here anyway, from Kerem Revai. And even if you learn Netar Revai, you can't learn from here, because you could learn Netar Revai, but how do you know the Brocha on something which is not something which is planted? So the Gemara says, Ella, the reason is Svoro, is a Svoro. Also, Lodom Shriyane Bileel Mazabole Brocha. You're not allowed, it's a Svoro, the person cannot enjoy the Oil Mazab without the Brocha. Says Rashi, Ella Svoro, the cave and the Nene, is a Svoro that once your Nene, Tzorech Lehoides Limishboron, you have to give a Hoido to Mishabron. So the question is, what do you do with the Brisa? We learn from Kodesh Shalulim, so Tosa says this Brisa is only a Asmachta Belma. But it comes out like this, one second. The Brisa, now the Asmachta Belma, has nothing to do with the real reason of the Gemara. And if you understand, this whole Gemara is anonymous. This is the stomach of the Gemara. The anonymous part of the Gemara is always not coming to argue. It's coming to interpret something that was there before. That's called the interpretative layer. That layer is always coming, it's circular, always comes to say, don't learn that the Brisa is a source, but the Brisa means that. So Al-Koch, the Gemara is saying that the Koidish Hilulim Lashem means Svora also Le'odem Shianim Nelezeb Lebrocha. How do you see that? What's the Kesher? And you can't say that this Gemara is telling a reason completely different than the Brisa, and the Brisa is smacht that has nothing to do, because the Stoma Gemara can do that. Because then the Proto Gemara, the original Gemara, will be missing it. El Korcha, the Gemara is explaining that that's what the Brisa means. How can you say that? What is the Pshat? To explain this, I think it's important to know the Pshat. The Pshat says the following. What is the concept of Brocha? The concept of the Brocha is the Hakora that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is the following. We came here to this world to be Megale Kvod Shamayim. To be Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Lishmoido, to become known. We are the vehicles to make this world a gilui of who he is. You have many things in this world. You have many great things that happen. It's very easy to assume that these things came on their own. Our avoida is to use this and to relate as it is, it as it actually is. This is a gilui. This is a representation. This is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we are basically connecting this and realizing and announcing and proclaiming that this is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world is being Megale Kvod Shamayim. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves HaAretz, says the Goyin Aderes Hillel, Es HaShamayim is the spiritual world, Es HaAretz is the physical world. What's the Adam? Is the Vav that connects, the Vav HaChibur. That we connect the spiritual to the physical, to say that the physical is a Gilui of the spiritual. That's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying like this, Koidesh Hilulim Lashem. That revised, Koidesh Hilulim. Hilulim, Chazal learned, Achle v'hadar Achle. The Hilul is not a Hilul, it's a Chilul. In other words, you need a Chilul. You need to redeem something. There is a Chilul. Why does it say Hilul? So Rabbi Kiva says, Al-Korchach is telling you that the Hilul, the praising, the Brocha, the Hoido, and the Shvach is the Chilul of something. Netar Revai needs an actual Chilul, but the Pasuk uses the Chilul to tell you that everything needs a Chilul. Why? So the Gemara is telling you that's the Pshat. Is a Svor, the Pasuk is telling is a Svor that Oilam Haze belongs Ota Kudosh Baruch Hu. To be Mechalel and take it away from him, to make it ours, it's only the Chilul. So it comes out also, Lodom Shianem in the Elam Zebel Abrocha, that's the Pshat Nebraisa. We learn from the Pasuk Asvora that we know Misvora, that's also, Oilam Hazu can't partake. Hashamayim, Shamayim Lashem. For us to partake, we have to be Mechalal. And the Chilul, Rabbi Kiva says, is Chilul, is the Brocha. So it comes out that the Gemara here, the stuff of the Gemara is explaining the Braisa. When the Braisa says, Koidesh Hilulim Lashem, Ikan Sheosul.
is not that it becomes Netar Revai. It's from Netar Revai we learn, because the Chilul is said Beloshan Hilul, we say that the Chilul of the Kodesh needs to be Al Di Hilul. And that's not only as a Svachta Be'alma, Midoraisa is only Chilul, Afuch. Legabi the Raisa is that the Hilul is the Chilul. Here, Midrabonan, the Chilul is the Hilul. And Chazal learned that every single thing needs a Chilul. Why? Because a Svor. That's what the Raisa said. That's not the Mekor. The Mekor, why things are also, is a Svor. The Pasuk is only telling you how to make it Mutar. It's also Lodom Shalayan Be'elamazah. So how do you make it available? You make it through the Hilul. So the Braisa is telling you that with the assumption that every is also le'odem shi'anem in ha'il ha'mazeh, because it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk is telling you, so how your nene is through Brocha. The Hilul comes through Hilul. So it comes out that the Ikar Brocha is the Hakor of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Says Reb Tzodek, that's why it's not on Torah Shebichsav. This Svor should be the Raisa. Why is the Rabbanan? Because Midoraisa, number one, is not a Torah Shebichsav relates to the world that is visual. To visualize that this belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not something visual. It's not something that you can come up with it. That's why the Torah could never be mechayev it, because it's not something which is borer. But I say even more. The avoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it has to be out of our own volition. The hakora, it's our avoida. It can be a chiyuv. Once it's a chiyuv, it's not a hakora. This is more basic than the Chiyuv. This is what we are. We have to come out our own volition, because this is our avodah in Olam Hazeh, is to be Megale Kvoid Shamayim. To be Megale Kvoid Shamayim is not a mitzvah that you imposed. To be Makir has to be Mitzideinu. The Hakora has to be Kul Kula Mitzideinu. So Bimele is not the Chiyuv Doraisa. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. So Bimele says a Ptodek, however, two mitzvahs, trumos u'maisros, that you go ahead and you give to the Kohen is the hakora, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the physical hakora. So you're right. Mitzad hakora on everything, that is not borer. But in the beginning of something, that hakora in the beginning is something which is very clear. When you do something, you realize that you're not doing it. That's why challah and truma is like a brocha. Therefore, brocha, birkas hashmach, is a chilek of truma and challah. Why? Because the mitzvah of truma and challah is a brocha, and therefore you have to have a brocha together. Every other brocha, which is the hakora, the realizing that this, it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not mine, it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brocha is out of our volition, is on the Rabbanan, on anything that exists. At the beginning of something, that hakora is mandatory, is a mitzvah, and is clear to anybody. And that's done through a mindset. It's called Truma and Mainzer. Truma, Mainzer, and actually Challah. Tzadok always says the difference between Truma and Challah. Truma is the Hakora, that everything that grows automatically belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Truma. Challah is that even what I do, that I create the Issa, that is also a Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing is nothing but a Gilui. So in the Haschola, that is the Raisa. In the Hemshech HaDvorim, in the usage, that's the Rabbonan, our own volition, that's only the Svor Birkas HaNehenin. Because of the Birkas HaNehenin and the Birocha of Trumos Maestros are both Birkas HaShvach. Because the whole idea is to be Meshabeach, to realize that that is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that Hakora, is that recognition, that proclaiming that this is a Gilui of Hashem. So Bimela, those two brochas are the same. So Bimela, you need a Birkas HaShvach by Trumas HaMaisos, because all of Trumas HaMaisos is a Birkas HaShvach. The Goyin says that the brocha, the rice, or l'shachachtim levarechacho, are by five things. Is that all? Is Truma, Mainzer, Trumas Mainzer, says the Goyin, is on Challah. All of that stuff is the Raisa. And why is it the Raisa? Because the whole mitzvah is the Hakor that it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So those in the Chinami is the Raisa. Truma, Trumas Mainzer, Mainzer Sheni, all of it is the Raisa. So that's idea why the Brocha by Truma is taki that Hakor is the Raisa. Either the Hakor Bishas Mainzer or Birkas Ashvach, that's the Raisa also. Because of the, all of this Brochas is the Hakora, that everything is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even Birkas HaNenin is also in itself a Birkas HaShvach. That's why the Gemara is a Shaila. What happens if you didn't make a brocha before eating? Can you make a brocha after eating? And with Ravina Hosea could make, even though we don't pass like that, but the Magen Avraham says, of course, he forgot, he should make a brocha afterwards. Why? Because if a brocha is a matir, should only be before. But it's not. It's a birkas ashvach. Because the whole idea is the korach that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mimela, that's the idea of hoidah. The idea of hoidah is that we are makir. That's something. Hoidah is not only thanking. It's moshon moide b'miktzas. It's accepting. It's recognizing. It's proclaiming. Hoidah is accepting something. The concept of hoidah is to realize that the chesed that's happening to me is not because of me, it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that if you look at the good of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzidoi toif. The ultimate gilui is the gilui atoif. If there is a puronus, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything, but it's not a gilui, it's missing the gilui. The only time I could be megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shedishmoida when something good happens. If something good happens and I recognize that that's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the gilui, which is the tzura soilam. So in Melo we say that moedim. What is moedim? Moedim is the hakora, not only thanking, but the hakora that all the good of this world is novea, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me chaim tovim, give me a good life, to give me the opportunity to be megale your God, and to take the good of my life and to relate to you. If it's chas v'shalom something not good, I could relate to it, but it's not a gilui, because the gilui is only the good of the world. So the chsoiv l'chaim tovim is in itself not a bakosha. It's our way of saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the chance to be moide. So it's a chelek of hoidah. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the good that I want of this world is to allow this good that happens to me, for me to happen, and to use this as an ability to be megale your existence, which is ultimately God. So it comes out, it's like a birkas hashvach, the same day a brocha that we make. A person wants a good to make a brocha. Not you make a brocha to enjoy the good. You want to enjoy the good in order to make a brocha. So here is birkas moedim. So it comes out that all the birkas hashvach, which is moedim, tumas umayisres, and birkas hanenin, is to take physical goodness that we have and to say that this is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The good is something is because of him. That hakora is the source of brocha, and that is the chilul of brocha. This is the concept of the Yisrael tumas umayisres, and that's uchsoiv l'chaim tovim kol bnei v'resecha, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the opportunity to say moedim and to be makir al-edid the good, that he is the source of the good, and for it to be a revelation of who he is.